from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, October 1st. Coming up, COVID-19 booster shots are now available for some who've received the Pfizer vaccine. Plus, vaccines could soon be approved for children as young as 5. We'll learn more from an epidemiologist in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. After more than 18 months, Illinois' eviction moratorium will finally expire on Sunday. Governor J.B. Pritzker extended the state's ban on evictions repeatedly since issuing his COVID-related stay-at-home orders in March of 2020. But the governor yesterday said the $1.5 billion the state has made available to renters and homeowners in danger of foreclosure means the eviction moratorium should end.
We didn't want anybody to be thrown out during the middle of, you know, the toughest times in the pandemic. Now, because we have rental assistance, that is a huge benefit to our landlords. And I want to make sure that especially our small landlords are able to take advantage of that.
Illinois' rental and mortgage assistance program is propped up by federal stimulus funding, and another round of assistance will be made available this fall. The federal eviction moratorium ended in late August after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Centers for Disease Control's attempt to extend its ban on evictions exceeded its authority. Flu season is coming and is expected to be more severe than the relatively mild influenza outbreak seen last year. Dr. Brian Curtis is Vice President of Clinical Specialty Services for OSF Healthcare. He says the medical community is concerned about a twindemic of COVID-19 and flu and urges people to take precautions against both.
The COVID and the flu vaccine can be given at the same time. They can be given within a week of one another. And so really there's no need to delay it. So if you're getting one vaccine and they have the flu vaccine, you may as well just get both at the same time.
Both influenza and COVID-19 are respiratory viruses. Curtis says OSF has seen some cases of people who are infected with both viruses at once. He says co-infections are the biggest fear for healthcare heading into winter. A Champaign Unifor High School student is dead after a fatal shooting near an elementary school in Champaign. The News Gazette reports police responded to a report of shots fired on West Kirby Avenue just after 5:30 p.m. yesterday. Police found a 17-year-old boy shot in the torso. They administered first aid, but he died a short time later at a local hospital. Champaign Unifor Superintendent Sheila Boozer sent a message to district families last night. She says the victim was a Unifor high school student. Boozer says the shooting did not take place on school grounds, but that there were a few students and staff members at the International Prep Academy about a block away. She says all were safe. Police are investigating the shooting, which is the 12th murder in Champaign so far this year. They ask anyone with information to contact Champaign Police or call Champaign County Crime Stoppers at 373-8477. Still to come, a conversation with Champaign-Urbana Public Health District epidemiologist Owais Vade. He talks with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman next on 217 Today. IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. COVID-19 booster shots are now available for some who've received the Pfizer vaccine, and within a few weeks, vaccines could be approved for children as young as 5. To learn more, Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Owais Vade, deputy administrator and epidemiologist with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
Anyone that has taken the Pfizer vaccine, the first two doses, and at least 6 months have passed, then they can get the booster. Although the booster is only recommended right now for a specific group of populations. Anyone 65 and older can get a booster for Pfizer. Anyone 50 and older with underlying health conditions can get the booster as well. Anybody 18 and older with an underlying health condition or a job that makes them at high risk for contracting, you know, COVID is also eligible for the booster. And I know it's very vague and very broad-based, but people will have to make that determination themselves. You know, a grocery store bagger or a teacher working with young kids in you know, elementary school or daycare. I mean, in my mind, these would be the ones that would easily qualify. A server at a restaurant would be one that would easily qualify because they come in contact with so many people and we don't know what their vaccination status is. So if you fall in any of the categories you think makes you at a higher risk, then you should definitely go and get the booster.
Okay. So if someone has questions about whether their underlying medical condition qualifies them for a booster, do you recommend, is the best advice for them to call their doctor to find out?
The CDC has given a list of some of the conditions that automatically qualify, you know, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, heart disease, lung disease, all of them. I mean, again, it's very broad based. So if you have any of these conditions, you automatically qualify for it. But if you, you know, if you think you're not sure whether you should get the booster or not, if it's the right thing for you or not, definitely talk to your healthcare providers.
Is it going to be similar to how it was with the vaccine rollout earlier, where it's kind of on the honor system? People aren't going to be asked to present proof of their occupation or their medical condition, but you're kind of counting on people to make do the right thing?
Absolutely. What we are doing for the clinics that we are going to hold starting next week is you self-attest that you got the Pfizer vaccine. It has been 6 months since your second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And then you also attest that you qualify based on the eligibility that is listed on the flyer that we are giving out.
So can anyone who qualifies for this Pfizer booster based on the guidance just come anywhere where vaccines are currently offered to get the third dose? Do they need to bring their vaccine card?
Right. So first question, can they go anywhere? The pharmacies in town, you know, Walgreens, CVS, Meijer, all of them are offering the vaccine to anyone who qualifies. They can make an appointment or they can walk in as well. Starting next week, Carl will start offering it at the Kohl's Plaza, the, you know, the Dress Barn location. They'll start taking appointments. Additionally, Public Health, with all of their partners, will have a walk-in clinic starting next week at the iHotel Conference Center. We are prioritizing anyone 50 and older with underlying health conditions and 65 and older for the walk-in clinics, just because, you know, we want to make it easier for the highest risk categories to get the boosters as soon as possible, not having to wait and making it easy. So between 9 and 4, they can come to the iHotel Conference Center and they can get the vaccine. They can be in and out in about 20 minutes from there. Regarding the card will not be required for getting the vaccine, but I recommend people get it, because if they want the documentation on the card for their date and the time and the exact vaccine, they should get the card. Also, if for some reason, you know, in the future, months from now, the CDC says the third dose or the booster is a requirement for the entire series, then they will have that documented as well. So it would be a good idea to get the card. But again, like I said, it is not required.
And just to be clear, for anyone who got Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, potentially there might be boosters coming for them as well, but it's not yet.
Yes, we are getting a lot of questions about that as well. Right now, the CDC recommendation is that only the Pfizer vaccine is approved for the booster. And if you got the Pfizer vaccine, you should get the Pfizer as the booster. If you got the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson, we are recommending that everyone waits for just a few more weeks, maybe a couple of months. I personally got the Moderna. So I am going to wait till I hear from the CDC if it is the right time for me to get the Moderna or not.
Okay. So we've also seen news that vaccines could be authorized for children as young as 5 years old, potentially in the coming weeks. How is CU Public Health preparing for the possible expansion to this younger age group?
In our last conversation with the state, we were told to expect approval somewhere around mid to late October. That's about 2 to 3 weeks from now. And as you know, the CDC doesn't waste any time once the FDA approves it. So it could happen within the next 2 or 3 weeks. So Carl, through their pediatric practice and through the Dress Barn location, will start offering it as soon as it gets approved. Since they have the location set up, since they have the resources, you know, the logistics figured out, it'll be easy. Same for us, you know, our partners with the U of I at the iHotel Conference Center will have that space available In addition to that, we are also working with the school superintendents and principals. When the 12 and older got eligible, we did vaccine clinics at the schools. We offered the vaccine to the schools, and the school district nurses and their staff got all the paperwork done, and they administered the vaccine to the kids. We will probably set up similar clinics at the schools. It becomes a lot easier because the kid is already in school. And so, as long as they've done the paperwork for the consent, it can easily be administered in the school.
Anything else you want to share before I let you go?
In my mind, if you are eligible for the booster and you got the Pfizer vaccine, it is a good idea to go and get it, because we know the immunity from the Pfizer vaccine is waning over a period of time. One other thing I would add, if you are going for your vaccine at a pharmacy or your provider's office, if they are also offering the flu shot, go and get that at the same time as well. There is no contraindication for not getting the flu shot and the vaccine booster or the vaccine at the same time on the same day. Flu this year could be worse than what it was in the last few years. And you don't want to be in a situation where you have the flu and COVID at the same time. That would be horrible for the person and the family. So I'm recommending getting the flu shot at the same time as well.
That's Awais Vaid with CU Public Health, speaking with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny and warm again today with a high of 86 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Tim Shelley, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.